Hey, good morning, Andy. Good morning, Chrissy. Good morning, Sioux Falls.
Hope everybody had a great Christmas.
We start off with a Pop Quiz question with the last week of the NFL season here now, this weekend. Your Pop Quiz question, the week the Super Bowl will be in New York City.
Brr.
How much money will be generated into the New York economy from the Super Bowl for those 7 days? $250 million, $550 million, or $750 million? Answer in a minute. Movie review a couple of years ago, Justin Bieber's documentary movie Never Say Never was released on 3,000 screens. Ended up doing $100 million. This week, Bieber's new movie called Believe was released on 1,000 screens. Taking the pipe. Some of the old fans are excited about it, but unless you're a big believer, you'd rather leave it than take it. Only 1.5 stars. Beyonce is, boy, she is really doing everything right. Great new album and video, very active in several charities. She gives up her own time and her own money. She is a daunting mother with blue ivy. She avoids paparazzi unless she wants her picture to be taken. Acts respectfully, always the opposite of Justin Bieber and Miley Cyrus and Lindsay Lohan and Mariah Carey and most of the other overpampered, overpaid, and oversexed young celebrities. Good on Beyonce. Love nuggets. Kate Upton is dating a Major League Baseball player but is keeping who it is under wraps. Vanessa Paradis, who had a 10-year relationship with Johnny Depp, including having kids with Depp, is speaking out, saying about their breakup, it was Depp, who was unfaithful for years, finally the reason they called it quits. How about Jonah Hill's brother, Jordan, married to Clint Eastwood's daughter for 5 days? That's it. Friends say they were both drunk most of the time. Bizarre. Odds and ends, Michael Jackson's kids, Prince and Blanket, are in Hawaii. I hear they will meet with the president, and to be more specific, the president's daughters. Today or tomorrow, president and the family also, of course, are in Hawaii. And the biggest rumor is that the main Russian organizer of the Winter Olympics, which has gone out of his way to point out that they would not tolerate any homosexual attitudes during the Winter Games, has invited Duck Dynasty patriarch Phil Robertson to the Games to use him as a propaganda tool. Phil Robertson says, absolutely not. He's not going to those games. Good for him. And how much money is stimulated into the New York economy for 7 days that the Super Bowl is there? $250 million, $550 million, or $750 million?
$550.
$750.
Pay the lady $550 million.
Nice.
Which is pretty good for just, 7 days.
Yeah.
Hey, have a great day. Talk to you on the flip, Mike Evans. See ya.